Welcome back to the new season of the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast. And this is episode number 10 of Bereshit, in the beginning, a commentary to the book of Genesis. First, I just noticed that my last episode was maybe a couple of days ago, so here we are, got another one out. So again, no rhyme or reason to when these are getting published, but anyway. In episode 9, I left you some questions that you should have carefully asked yourself as you read those verses in 1 through 5. So my question to you is, did you? I hope that you did and were able to place yourself there in the story to feel it and be a part of it, to fully embrace the scriptures and not just reading it as if it is some book written by some author, because the Bible cannot and should not be read as if it were just a book written by a man with some great lessons in it. If that is how you are approaching this and reading the Bible, I suggest you stop right now. Get on your knees and pray that God would change your attitude, soften your heart, that your ear would be bent to hear with the intent to do all that it says. Now that that's out of the way, let's continue in chapter 3 with verses 6 and 7. Starting in verse 6. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took some of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves waist coverings. So if I were going to title an episode, I would call this one The Big Three. Excuse me. But before I do that, I have to point out again that the goal of this commentary is to only interpret what is on the page before us without over spiritualizing or reading into or talking about things that are just not revealed in the text at that given time. However, this is a portion of scripture where I have to fast forward several thousands of years to get into the New Testament to see how relevant and important this is for you and I today. So, what are the big three? It is the formula of temptation that has been around and in use since the beginning of time, which is pretty evident in that we are literally in the infancy stages of creation. Anyway, this formula has been and will continue to be used by the enemy in taking down unsuspecting believers everywhere. We can see this formula being employed when we fast forward into the desert, where the Lord, Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, being tempted by the very same evil one presented here, none other than Satan. The big three are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Once again, the big three are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So let's take another look at our verse and break them down in order. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that's the lust of the flesh, and that it was a delight to the eyes, that's lust of the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, that's the pride of life. The lust of the flesh is to feel physical pleasure from something that is forbidden. In other words, to do something to make the flesh feel satisfied. And whatever you do, don't become a victim to negotiating with yourself by saying things like, "This really isn't that bad," or "I'm not hurting anybody," or "We're two consenting adults," or even "It's not legal." The lust of the eyes is to look upon something longingly with great desire or pleasure, even though God has told us not to. And don't try to justify your position by praying about it and then ignoring God's answer of no. And how do I know you've done this? Because I've done it and paid the steep price. Not to mention, there are way too many examples in the Bible for us to avoid these landmines. But again, we want what we want, but must rule over it, which we'll be discussing in chapter 4. And there's the pride of life. The pride of life is to want excess greatness or power or people to worship you. And before you say, "That's not me," examine your heart, the seat of your emotions and intentions carefully and honestly. There's a lot there, so take your time with this one. Go back, reread it, go back, listen to this, and carefully examine it. Until next time, Yevarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panav eleka v'huneka, Yisa Adonai panav eleka v'yasim lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His face to you and give you peace. Shalom.